My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Lacey is back, and we try to figure out what her game plan is. So listen and enjoy.
So, we've been doing Scamming Scammers, and it's been with Lacey. Of course, Scamming Scammers is when I lead the scammers that you guys all find on social media. They find me, and I convince them that we are in a loving relationship. And they think money will soon come. It really never does, but they don't know that. So that's the so that's the premise of the bit. So I've been dating this girl, Lacey, who values trust and honesty. I tell her I'm a serial philanderer. I've already cheated on her. She seems to be fine with it. I couldn't find my pants. I am also, besides being a comic, a Ghostbuster. I offered, through a medium friend of mine, to have her talk to her dead father. At first, she seemed amenable to it. And I asked her what she would ask him, and she was going to ask for money, which is kind of weird to ask from a dead loved one. But that's what she was going to do, and then she said she was too scared. Obviously, she's asked me for money. She needs money for her phone so we can keep on talking. So I asked her, I go, well, where are you? She's like, well, I'm in this hotel in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm like, well, that's great. Give me your number, and I will call you. We don't have to send you money. I got this shit. Your pal, the guy you love, is going to solve your problem. She said nay, nay.
Call me direct.
Yeah, I mean, she pretty much told me to go to hell.
Yeah.
So that is where we left it. So the question to the kids and to everybody listening is, was this the end of Fake Davin and Lacey? Do we move on to Carolyn, who's next in the hopper? Or is Lacey so into Fake Davin that she just can't let him go? Is Fake Davin think he can still keep this going with Lacey? What do you guys say?
I'm pro Lacey.
Think Lacey reaches out to Fake Davin?
Yes, I'd like to see where this goes. I mean, she boxed herself in a corner.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's like, well, I don't have the phone. Well, I'll call you in your room. Hamana. You know, it's like, the curiosity is to see how she gets out of this one.
What say you, Miss Helix?
I think that she's still in.
Okay.
She's not going to be able to just back out and say, you know, it's like good money after bad. She's already spent this much time with you. She's going to try just a little bit more. She's going to try to come at it from a different angle and try some more.
I think we're about 12 days in, so she hasn't invested that much in me. Now would be the time to say goodbye.
Yeah, if she's going to cut bait, yes, it would be. But I just have a feeling she's not completely done yet.
Okay. All right. You're both correct.
Oh!
You, my friends, are on point. You know how this shit works. I'm very proud of you. Which is why we don't do wagers where I could lose anymore. Anyway.
Right.
So that was April 20th at 11:47 a.m. 6:04 p.m. on April 20th. She goes, hey. She couldn't even give herself a day. She wants that Fake Davin day.
She wants the day.
So how do you think I handle this?
Well, before we go there, how is she going to handle it? Because basically you boxed her into a corner. A night has gone by, and it's like she has to have some sort of...
Not even a night show. Just a few hours.
All right, a few hours. She has to have some kind of a game plan to explain herself out of this. Now, with that being said, the typical scammer attack is to say, let's just forget about that and they move on.
Yes, you're right.
So it's more of what she's going to say than what you're going to say.
Okay. All right. So she goes, hey. And I go, really? Hey? Really?
That's an answer.
You're not either. Really? Really?
No, that was
really,
Jane. That was Jane. I try not to repeat myself. She goes, LOL, how are you doing? I go, I think I am owed something. She goes, what? I go, sorry if you... I go, sorry if you can't figure it out. She goes, all right. I go, all right, what? She goes, to what you said. I go, well, if you want to continue talking with me, I suggest to try to figure it out. Think David is not taking this shit.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, well, you got to figure it out. I don't know if she's trying to dissuade you. It's like, I can't say, well, she probably doesn't realize what happened. She's not that stupid. She's got to realize that she got called on the carpet. I think for the reason that they prey on the lonely and, you know, you still might be under the guise of somebody being lonely, even though you're a living pain in the ass, but she could feel maybe, you know, she'll take that tack. So it's very interesting how she's handling this.
By the way, Joe, when we do this bit, leave your personal feelings about me out of it, please.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.